Let's turn in Matthew's Gospel to Matthew 15. Matthew 15. One of the things we can remember as we go and read Matthew 15 is that Jesus is just, and one of the things we just heard in the previous chapter is he just fed the feeding of the 5,000 men and then, of course, the women and children. And then you got to perhaps look at how the disciples respond this time in the feeding of the 4,000. Matthew chapter 15, verse 1, these are God's words. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God,' then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' When he had called the multitudes of himself to himself, he said to them, 'Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.' Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch.' And Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain this parable to us.' So Jesus said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man.' And Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cried out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' And she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, 'I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way.' And his disciples said to him, 'Where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?' Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, "Seven, and a few little fish." So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude, so they all ate and were filled. And they took up seven large baskets full of the fragments which were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to the region of Magdala. Those are God's words. Here the Lord Jesus speaking to the scribes and Pharisees at the beginning of the chapter about their human traditions, in which he rebukes them with his word through verse 9. And then verses 10 through 20, before the multitude of people and his disciples, Jesus speaks of those things that defile a man. Those things that come forth from the person. For out of the heart, the mouth speaks and the body acts. And the defilements come thus from the heart. It's what's in the heart that defiles a person. Jesus clears up, not breaking the Pharisees' traditions of uncleanness. And then we see verses 21 to 28, that Christ, by His grace and mercy, casting out the demon from the Gentile's daughter. Through verse 31, Jesus healing all the sorts of people and their maladies. And then the end of the passage, Jesus feeding the 4,000 men plus women and children, which we heard last week is about 20,000 men, 20,000 people total, with only seven loaves and a few fish. And in this chapter, we know that Jesus shows Himself to you as a great prophet, as the great prophet, the great physician, the great shepherd who feeds the sheep, the great conqueror over Satan, and the great provider for His people. And so, if He is all these things and healing all these people there at the end of the passage in verse 30 and 31, showing Himself to be the Christ, the Messiah, then we are to turn in all of our lives to Christ from our sin and worship Him as He deserves. Let's pray. Father, thank You for, again, reminding us of the gospel here, that we need to come to Christ just like the Gentile woman, in great faith, knowing that only Jesus could heal her daughter and take the demon out from her. The same in our day, when there are people who are demon-possessed and they're called by having some great psychological malady. And Father, we know that what that is very clear from the Scriptures. Most often it is a demon or something that they're attacking that person with. And here it's the Gentile's daughter, in which we are all, or most of us, are Gentiles, deserving of nothing. We don't even deserve the crumbs from our Master's table. Now, Father, You have, in the gospel, shown us that You even feed the dogs. And You heal even Gentiles. Even in our hearts of our sins, how gracious to open up, or at least in the New Testament, show a greater fullness of this opening up of the Gentiles coming. And we see throughout the whole Scriptures Gentiles coming in and believing. Doesn't seem that many, but throughout we see it. But when we come to the New Testament, especially when we get to the book of Acts, and we come at first to Cornelius, and we see that Paul is sent to especially preach the gospel to the Gentiles. How undeserving we are. How far from being of Your people of ourselves. For we are people who are raised up in the world and still love the world and still love the things of the world. And Father, we ask that You would turn us from such things, that we would have as our first love Jesus Christ, your Son. He who heals even the dog, the little Gentile. Father, this evening we pray that you would feed us with the bread of life. Not only do we know the bread of life is Jesus Christ, He who is the light of the world, He who is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray that you would feed us with the bread, with the pure milk of the Word, and grant to us nourishment and encouragement in Christ, and turn us from any sin, any wrong doctrine, any wrong feeling that is an abomination in your sight. We pray that you would make us holy. And of our any who are here who don't know you, we pray that you would bring them in, into the fold. And Father, we know the only way they can do that and that they can be brought in is if they come through, even as we heard this morning, the door, Jesus Christ. And so may they come. Father, we pray especially for those who have visited recently, those who have visited in the past, who have gone and not returned. Pray that you would bring them back and call them to believe the gospel and to salvation if they have not already. That you would bring them up in the faith and cause us to be a people who are warm to them, humble before them, and teach them your ways. Further, Father, we ask that you would be and help us as we seek the future. We seek after the future that many more churches would be planted, even from amongst us. Because we have hope in the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ. That the gospel will go to all nations, from all peoples and tongues and tribes. And so, Father, we pray that you would grow us to such an extent that we can then plant another church and then help plant another church under your authority, remembering that we do not grow ourselves, but Christ is the head and He grows His church and He grows His kingdom and He extends it outward unto the ends of the earth. Father, pray for those who have not been with us today. We pray that you would watch over them. For whatever reason, they're not here. Pray that they would be healthy and heal them if they are sick. And Father, we pray for those who are downcast amongst us. You'd uplift them by the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, remembering, cause them to remember the great encouragements and the blessings that are found in Christ alone, and the covenant promises. And Father, we praise you that you have given us of your Son, the mediator of a better covenant built on better promises. And so be faithful to your promises. In Christ we pray. Amen.